Blog Talk Radio. And it has shaken me to the core. I just turned to Luke chapter 6, and I come up on these two verses. Luke chapter 4 and verse 43. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore I am sent. So our brother Jesus, our brother in Jesus, was sent to preach the kingdom of God. In verse 44, it says, and he preached in the synagogue of Galilee. So that's the Bible verse that I just stumbled up on. I had not really saw that. So may our Father, our brother, Jesus, and not Jesus, but Yah, add a blessing to his word in Yah's name. Amen. Father, let this lesson that I give today teach your word, and may some of my listeners tune in today as they do at other times. But maybe they don't want to hear me because I'm feeling sad for myself. I'm feeling sad. Oh, my goodness. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I tell you to read Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter, the 7th through 21st verse. There you'll find the 10 commandments. Plus, I will also tell you to read Exodus chapter 20, where you'll find the 10 commandments as well. I want you to read those for yourself. And I want you to remember that he tells us in Exodus chapter 4 that he is a jealous God and that we should remember the Sabbath day. I don't know what it says verbatim. I have read it several times. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I ask that you to read that also. And remember that Sabbath started, the observance of Sabbath. Excuse me, sheep, I had to belch. I have to belch most time that I get on the radio to speak with you, sheep. If Sabbath starts, the observance starts on a Friday evening, and it ends on a Saturday evening. And I ask that you, sheep, have your three P's ready. What are they? They are your pen, pencil, and paper, so that you can jot down whatever references of Bible scripture that I may mention to you. So, with that, I will say welcome to, well, I want to say Sabbath school, but it's not Sabbath school. It's a Tuesday. And I have said what I had, some of what I wanted to say. And I want you to remember that we will be reading out of the book of Deuteronomy today, chapter 32. On my keyboard, showing up on the computer, it says Deuteronomy chapter 30. But that is a blessing also that I'm alive and ready to do what our Father in heaven told me to do. He did not tell me to preach. He told me to feed his sheep. And to me, that means read to you what's written in the Bible. Now, I have been listening to another person on YouTube, and I once told you that I would not tell you all that, but he is on YouTube, and he's bringing out scriptures that I have heard about, was told that I should not read, or, you know, they weren't of the Bible. But the information that he's bringing is very truthful. It's their words that I should have heard. And once I read this Bible to you, if we are still here, I'm going to purchase some of those books and read those too, because I had, my father told me to feed his sheep. And feed his sheep, that means to me, read what's in the Bible as well as those books that were written that's not in the Bible. Those are his books too. And I will be feeding his sheep. I want you all to remember that. I want you to know that I will not just stick on one Bible. I will read all of it to you, and then I'll start reading. And that sounds like 3 or 4 more years that I'll be reading the book to you. And this book, Bible verse, this Bible book, to me, it tells all of us who are of the southern kingdom of Judah, that this, you are to know this Bible. It gives us pretty good information. And I have heard the other words, some of what's in those other Bibles, that I would like to say my brother Judah, not Judah, but yeah, Big Judah is reading, and they make sense. And they are speaking some of the things that are written in the Bible that I have read to you, especially Deuteronomy 28. If you, what my friend once told me, that you are not learning until you read the Bible. So, and I'm saying the same thing, read your Bible. You may understand better than I, but my father picked me out and told me to read his Bible. Now, he told me to feed his sheep. And I think that by reading the Bible to you all, that is feeding his sheep. Now, I'm going to start in Deuteronomy chapter 32. I am trying to read as much as the Bible that I can, because I never know when our Father in heaven will say, or Satan will say, it's time for you to come home. And when he says that, I want to go with happiness in my heart, because I have done what my father told me to do, and that is to feed his sheep. To me, that is reading the Bible to you. We are in Deuteronomy chapter 32, and some of the things that I read to you, Big Judah out of California, you find them on YouTube, is saying that, saying some of the things. Much of the things that I have told you, he has said to you in a much bigger audience than what I have. And I thank you all for listening, because you could have been elsewhere doing something else. And I'm not perfect at reading, but I'm doing my best at what I can do for the Lord. And hopefully he will accept it. I believe he will, because I saw him about 8 years ago after I started reading this Bible to you. He came in a vision. I was having a dream and he came. It's like I know him, but I don't know him. It's like I think I've seen him somewhere, but I know his voice. It seems like I know him, but I don't know him. I really haven't seen him. I don't know him, but I know his voice. And he said, "Be my sheep." When he came to me the second time, he came brought a gift. He told me, he showed me, he took me up to a palace. And I said to him, let's get out of here before somebody said, well, catch us in here and say what we were stealing. But he said, this is yours. I was shocked. What? Thank you, Father. And now let me stop talking so much and try to read Deuteronomy 32, where I read it at my home in 37 minutes. But I know that I will have to come back to it probably this Sabbath day or Saturday, my program on Blog Talk Radio. And Blog Talk Radio, I got cousins down in Texarkana and McGee in Arkansas and in Texas. They want to hear me. Make it where they can hear me. And those who want to speak on Blog Talk Radio, you can call them. Look them up on the television, on the internet, and they will show you how to get on and allow you to get your trial period. And if you have the money, after the trial period is over, you can get your own program, as I have. And I pray that thousands and thousands of you are listening to me. And I will tell you that I make a lot of mistakes, and I sometimes may not know the words, and I belch a lot, but I'm still doing what I was told to do. Let's get into Deuteronomy. That's in the Old Testament. It's spelled Deuteronomy 32, chapter 32. And I will try to read it all to you within the next 27 minutes that I have left. Give ear, O you heavens, and I will speak. O hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop on you as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herbs, as the shadow upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe, that means to refer to tell you, he will ascribe to you the greatness of our Lord. He is the rock that is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right he is. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot. Oh, I just messed up. Let me start at verse 32, chapter 32, verse 5 again. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse, and perverse means abnormal or wicked and crooked generation. Do you thus requite? And requite means to deal with the Lord. O foolish people and unwise, is not he your father that has bought you? That he not made you and established you? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you the elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, he separated his sons of Adam. He set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. Now, remember what Nasser said many years ago. I was a teenager when he said this. I was looking at PBS. Our TV was an old TV. We were getting whatever channels we could. But most kids were outside. But I was not. I was looking at PBS when Nasser said, those people were black, but they come back white. That was letting me know that something has been told. Someone has told a lie. And remember, when I got older, I think it was around 94, not 94, but 84, my history teacher told me that Christopher Columbus did not land in the United States. He landed in the Cayman Islands. He got sick and died. And they have, and when I say they, I'm talking about the white people who have taken over our land. They normally tell us to go back to where they came from. And I will tell them, that's what you must do. Although the one that's ruling us, I say this, I won't say it to right now because he might try to sue me. But I am calling him out of his name. He should go back to the land that he came from, where his foreparents came from, because I think that he is going to have to pay us back pretty soon nowadays. After the 400 years, and you'll find the 400 years in Genesis chapter 15, and God was talking to Abram. At that time, his name was Abram. He was supposed to be, his name was changed. God changed his name to Abraham. So it's Abram, A-B-A-R-A-M. Let me start verse 10 of Deuteronomy chapter 32. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Did you know that, children? Jacob was the apple of, he received his inheritance. And we are Jacob's children because we are black. Those white people are from the Khazars. I think I told you that a couple weeks ago. DNA has proven that our tax dollars are being sent to Israel, where the Khazars, the white Europeans, they are not his apple of the eye. We are. And I thank Mr. Nasser for, I think he was the president of Iran. I don't know if they killed him for that or what. When I say they, the white people, does not know what that say that they are Jews, does not want the truth be told. So, and that's why when I finish reading this book to you all, if I'm still here, all we have to do is sit and wait. If our Father in heaven told Abraham that he will be here in 400 years to take us back, the 400 year ends this year. According to the calendar that I know about, I don't follow the Jewish calendar. I follow the calendar that's here in America. But back in those days, my father was following the Jewish calendar. So I think. But nonetheless, let me read you verse 11 and keep on reading. As an eagle stirs up her nest, flirteth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did meet him, and there was no strange God with him. He did this all by himself, and no strange God was with him. Verse 13, he made him ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the field, and he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of the kine, and the kine is a cow, and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan, that's spelled B-A-S-H-A-N, and goats with the fat of the kidney. The kidney is, fat of the kidney is the increase of the kidney, of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grapes. But Jeshurun waxed fat. That means waxed fat. He grew large. He increased and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. That means he grew heavy. He has enlarged himself. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. And he forsook. That means he forgot about God. He abandoned God. Or he rejected God, which made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. Let's see. I wrote esteemed. I'm trying to understand my writing. And since I got sick, I can't understand most of my writing. That's why I have to type now. Verse 16, the Lord provoked him to jealousy. Let me turn the page. With strange gods, with abominations. And you know that abomination means hated or disgusted, or provoked, that means to cause. They him to anger. So they provoked him, they caused him to get angry. And this is why we are over here being slaves. Our father was provoked, and we his children. He has caused this, but he is going to give it back to us. And I can't wait. Hopefully I will be alive. That's why I'm going to try to read as much as I can to you, because I never know when our Father, and he does not cause sickness, Satan does. All the things that have happened to me, that has happened to me, I think it's because Satan does not want me to read this book. I'm reading it now with much more clarity and understanding than I did the first two times. In fact, a lot of it I have forgotten, but he brings it back to me after I reread it. Verse 17, they sacrifice unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly. Let me see. New gods that they knew not. New gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock of that forgot thee, thou act unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed you. You know, forgotten God that formed you. Verse 19, and when they saw it, he abhorred them. He hated them. He detested them. That's why we are in this predicament we are in, because our foreparents were serving gods that they did not know. He abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. He was causing them to do wrong. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what the end will be. I will see what their end will be. For they are very forward generation. That means that we were a disobedient generation or naughty generation, children in whom is no faith. Well, Father, I have faith now, even though some of my foreparents may not have, and they were provoking you, but I am not. Please do not let me provoke you. Never. Because the way the white man has treated us, I'm glad that you are coming to get us soon and treat them the way they have treated us. And if they don't comply, you know where to send them along with Satan. Now, verse 21, and they have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities. And the vanities means useless or nothing gods. You know, our foreparents have provoked him. And I will move them. Let me read that again. And I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. You see, what is ruling us now is a foolish nation. The way I see it, most of you don't see it that way, but I do. A fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set the fire of the foundations of the mountain. I will heap, and heap means to, I will foul mischief among them. I will spend my arrows with them. I will be burnt with hunger. They will be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat. And their bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. Excuse me, Sheila, I got a burn. Oh, Lord. Let the burp come out. Verse 25. The sword without, the terror within. They shall both, the young man and the virgin, the suckling also, with the man of gray hairs. I said, I will scatter them into corners. I will make a remembrance of them to cease. That means to stop or halt among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries, and adversaries and enemy, should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and our Lord has not done all this, for they are a nation void. That means empty. One of the reasons means empty or invalid. Counsel, neither is any understanding in them. Ooh, that's what our Father is saying about the nation who has captured us. They are dumb, even though they try to say that we are. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would understand their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock has sold them and the Lord had set them up? Let me read that again. And the Lord had set them up. For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of apes. You know, an ape is a serpent or a snake. Verse 34, is not this land, let me read verse 34 again, is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasure? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. No, vengeance means he's going to avenge or repay. That's what vengeance means. And recompense also means that he'll pay back. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the days of their calamity, their tragedy, calamity is a tragedy, is at hand. If I were them, I would not try to come to this country, because they're going to have to pay for their what their forefathers have done to us. And the things shall overcome. Let me read that again. In the day of their calamity is at hand, and he and the things that come upon them make haste. So what's the tragedy that's going to come upon them make haste? It's coming now. Some of the things that are happening now are like the treasures of Egypt. You know, like the boars, the frogs, and the lice, nets, the livestock, horses and donkeys and camels and sheep, and even oxen. They're going to have diseases, boils in the hail and thunder and fire. That's happening today in other parts of this country. This country is not theirs. It's like the Ten Commandments have come up on them, and they don't even know it. They should read the Bible too and prepare themselves to be put in slaves like we have had to do. Let's see. Where did I stop off at? Oh, Father, I forgot where I stopped off at. Let me read to you again. Verse 21. They move me to jealousy with that which is not God, and they provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not people. Oh, these are not people. I will provoke them to anger, which with a foolish nation. Oh my God. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell. I meant that already. And shall consume the earth with her increase and set a fire the found stop pumping. Well, let me read it over again. I will heap mischief. Heap means to heal foul mischief, and mischief is trouble or damage upon them. I will send more arrows upon them. I will be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of the serpent of the dust, the sword without a curable within. Let me read verse 25 again. The sword without and curable within. A sword without and terror within. They shall both be young men and the virgin. The suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I read that much again to you. Let me see. I only have like 3 seconds to go. Oh, my Father in heaven. Let me read verse 26 again. I said, I will scatter them into the corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease. That means to stop from among men. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries and the adversaries of the enemy as well should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and the Lord has not done all this. From the nations are nation invalid. That means empty. I read that too. Of the council, there is neither any understanding in them. Our Father, those people that you have put over us, they are, it seems to me, you are saying that they are stupid. There's no counsel among them, that they were wise in that. They understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How would one cause 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not our. Let me stop at verse 31. And I was circling this and try to remember that I stopped at verse 31 of chapter 32 so that I will come back to chapter 32 next time. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, we lost sheep. Thank you for allowing us to come to you with the word, the truthful word. And I pray that the words that are being taught to me by this person out of California, with these new books that we have been told not to read, let us get them all and read them and understand them. And I know as slow as I read, it takes a few years. Thank you, Yeshua. This prayer I say in Yeshua's name. Thank you for keeping the devil away from us as always. And thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from us as well. And in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's your will, Lord, I will be back Friday. In Jesus' name. Yes, sir. And I want to thank you all for listening to me. I really want to thank you. I do really want to thank you for listening to me. You could have been somewhere else doing something else. I'm glad you called in. Listen to the program at the beginning of the program. I have begun to feel better. I was so sad when I first started today. My song will not come on. I was so sad when I first started today. But I have asked you, Steve, to pray with me because I'm being lifted up. I feel it. I don't feel it as bad as when I first started. You know, this too will pass.
Father,
to always
help your children.
That's right.
And don't let them fall. By the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down, and I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on through. Temptation, it's His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.
Salvation. Until next time. Friday evening. May God bless you all as well as me.